This is Lee.
Hey, Lee, and this is Chris. How are you?
Hey, Chris, I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing amazing. Thanks for asking. So, yeah, we had a little late, nice little chat on the chat box where we were discussing about your business. So, first and foremost, your business name is Sudden Softwash Pros, right?
Correct.
That's an attractive name, I must say. So, did you, like, purchase the domain name for that, first of all?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Okay. So, in terms of the design of the website, you made some few things clear that you like the tigerstrippingofla.com website, right? So, because obviously, I can see there are, like, few reasons for that. It's, like, subtle. It has a to-the-point kind of, like, feel to it. And it's pretty, like, simple as well.
Right.
Is that something which you're looking for
Correct.
In your website as well?
Yes, correct.
That's great. Okay. So, since you also mentioned that you're running campaigns for, like, social media as well, and you're not getting the desired results because, obviously, you're stuck with some wrong company who are, like, just wasting your budget and, like, not providing you with, like, desired results. Because the reason for that is, like, you can end up with this kind of, like, situations when you're, like, not optimizing your campaigns into dedicated regions and dedicated keywords, and you're not setting up your campaign in the right manner. That is how it ends up in, like, wasting up your budget and not getting the desired results, okay? So, obviously, there is a complete team involved in, like, just setting up the campaign, because it's not about just you can, like, create a Facebook account and then just run ads randomly, okay? There's a complete research before even the ads are, like, published and, like, made live. So that's one issue that can be solved, but obviously since you're stuck with a company for, like, the next 45 days, that is obviously you need to, like, fulfill that time period, and then we can talk about the social media marketing campaign which we can set up for you, okay? So that's not a problem.
Okay.
And eventually we'll give us a heads up for, like, creating your website in that time frame as well. And the best part is, like, what we can do is, like, we can have a look at your current Facebook page and see what kind of postings are being done by the current company, and we can see the errors, and we can, like, view the campaigns as well so that we can see what difference would it make if we change the campaigns, because obviously currently you're not getting results. So in the meanwhile, we can set up, like, offline campaigns for you, and we can discuss it, how we can improve the strategy, bring up about, like, sales-driven, obviously client-driven results which you're expecting from your campaigns, okay?
Right.
Okay. So, Lee, here's my question to you. The deadline which I told you about the website, somewhere around, like, 2 to 3 weeks, if we, like, stretch it more, it can, like, end up, like, at max to 4 weeks, because we divide the website procedure into, like, 3 to 4 simple steps that starts from the design part, okay? So what happens with the design part is, like, once we take you on board, we share you a website brief form. It has, like, specifically some questions in it about your business, which you can go ahead and fill out. Once you send it back to us, I'll assign your project to the website design team, okay? They'll, like, start coming up with some designs for your website, okay? So what we'll do is, like, once the designs are with us, we'll share it with you so that you can see whether it resonates with your idea and your business model as well. So what you can do is, like, choose one out of it, provide your feedback on it. If there are any further changes to be done on it, we'll be happy to do it for you and finalize one design out of the ones which we provide to you, okay? Second step is, like, what we'll do is, like, we'll convert that design into a live testing link so that you can view it on a browser, and you can, like, surf around the live test link and see if the website is working perfectly fine or not, okay? So you can check the pages as well. You can check the content on it as well, everything out there, okay? So that in a live working website, if you do find any changes to be done on it, you can surely tell us so that we'll be, like, happy to do it for you. Same thing goes on. Once the test link is approved, we then upload the final images, the final content, we merge all the pages together and put your website out there live on the internet. So that is the procedure which is being followed for every client and which will be followed for you as well, okay? So like it's a pretty simple and sleek procedure in which a dedicated account manager will be directly connected to you from day one till finalization of your website, okay? So because in the meanwhile, if you want to communicate with any specific person, be it me or the project manager, to talk, communicate any kind of changes, any kind of like updations on your website, we'll be on our toes to help you out with that. So that is why we connect you with a dedicated account manager. We'll be tagged to your project with a specific team who'll be just doing your work. So that is how we proceed with the work.
Okay. And I mean, you know, the all important bottom line question is, what are we talking about? How much? You know, is this a monthly rate? Is this a lump sum, and then a monthly rate?
Okay, so it's a one-time fee, okay, with no monthly rates on it, because obviously you're getting yourself a custom-made design website, right? It's not a templates-based website like GoDaddy, Wix provides. They do charge you on a monthly basis, and eventually start increasing their rates, okay? So eventually you end up paying a lot more from what you pay for a custom website. So there are like no monthly or recurring charges on there for just for the website, okay? You just pay us once to do the complete work, and then we transfer you the 100% ownership of the website once it's all completed, okay? So that's about it. So what happens is, like, if I may ask, since I know you're starting off and you're already working with a marketing company and you're spending money for the campaigns, so I know the budgets for a startup company is a bit tight, so I understand your point on that. So I would like to know, what kind of budget do you have in mind to, like, have it executed for you?
I don't know. That's why I liked the website that I sent you, and that's why I'm questioning, you know, how much does a website like that cost to build?
Okay. So let's open up the website altogether, okay? So it has specifically having somewhere around like 8 pages on the website right now, okay? So an 8-pager website, let me tell you, be honest, did you like take a look at the packages which you're offering right now on our website? Do you like taking that?
Let's see.
If you can, like, come on our existing website, okay? And you can, like, scroll down to see packages and pricing, okay?
Right, correct. There's, you know, startup and professional, elite.
Exactly. So your website package would be coming in the bracket of the elite website package, because your website is not an e-commerce one, okay? You're not selling products on it, okay? So the e-commerce website package obviously won't be necessary for your website, okay? So since your current website will be having somewhere in between 8 to 10 pages, it will be landing in a price bracket of the elite website package, okay? So it will be giving you up to 10 pages informative website with a conception and dynamic design. There's a list of features which is included in there, okay? So you don't have to worry about that. It will be coming up with a full-fledged website, which will be put there out on the internet for you, okay? So is that something? Okay. Is that the budget which you are, like, looking forward to work with?
I mean, that's not bad. That's not bad.
Because the current price is somewhere around $1,500. It's currently coming at $800 for now, because we're, like, offering discount plans. So that is why it's, like, almost coming at somewhere around, like, 45 to 50%.
Right, correct. See, you're turning over ownership to me, and I'm looking for somebody to maintain it,
I understand your point. You're mixing two points over here, okay? One stuff is your website, okay? And the second part is maintaining it and, like, ranking it up. That is SEO and SMM. That's social media marketing, right? So do not confuse two things, because why would I charge you for ownership just to keep your website, right? Once your website is done, it's yours, okay? We'll still maintain it, okay? And we'll run the SEO campaigns on it, okay? So these are, like, two different stuff. Eventually, if anyone says that, okay, we're going to keep your website as well, they'll eventually charge you more just to keep the website as well, right? So why would I do that for you, right? So if the website is yours, you get to keep it. We'll just keep your SEO campaigns and run it and, like, bring it on top pages of Google, right? So these are, like, two separate things. You'll still be maintaining your website, run your SEO campaigns, and bring your website on top searches of Google. That's a marketing aspect of it. The developmental part, once the website is put out there live on the internet, it's finished, okay? The second part is the marketing campaign, which will be running throughout on monthly basis, okay? Because that is how it's done. Like, we can run it on quarterly basis as well, half-yearly basis as well. That will be discussed as per the once the website is done as well. Because there might be a possible chance that your website or your campaigns are not providing you your desired results that because you're not having a professional website for people who need to look up to your business, right? Because let me explain you two or three things, okay? If you don't have a search engine submission, okay, for your business, might be possible someone who's looking for your business online could not find you, right? That will be increasing the bounce back ratio for any client who's looking for your service, right? They'll bounce back. They'll eventually look for someone else who's having every checkbox ticks, right? So that's what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
Exactly.
Right.
So we will obviously.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll fulfill all of these scenarios for you, okay, once your website is all finished up. Because midway, once we're like almost 50-60% completed with your website, we'll start submitting your website on Google, okay? We'll start creating offline campaigns for your business because eventually after 45 days, once you're winded up with that company, we'll move towards the new campaign instantly because obviously if you're going to wait for 45 days just so that you can wind up your work from that company, eventually it will take us a week and a half to just to create the campaign for your social media marketing and SEO as well. And then it will waste some time as well after 45 days, okay? So just to cover up that period of time frame, we'll create an offline campaign for you in the meanwhile, okay? I'll connect you with my SEO and SMM expert with me as well, okay? So that he can discuss and provide you with new plans of marketing as well. So once that's done and you're winded up with that other company, the marketing company, we'll instantly execute your new marketing campaign.
Okay.
So does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. It does. I'm not going to make a decision today. I'm going to, I'm going to think about it and sleep on it.
Exactly. That you should do that, obviously, because go through it. Okay. If you can, like, do one thing for me, that would be great. If you can just type in your email on the chat box, which we were talking on. Okay. So what I'll type in complete email to you, okay, in which I'll be, like, including everything, okay, so that you can have a better idea. You can discuss on it, sleep on it, okay, think about it, and let me know your decision, okay, because that's not a problem.
Okay.
Eventually, it's better to start off by making the right decision than rather than rushing into it, okay?
That's correct.
Exactly, because I personally believe in that as well.
Okay, excellent. Yes, shoot me an email. I shot you my email address, and I'll be looking for it.
Hey, that's great. That's great. So it's I received your email. It's at mac.com, right?
Correct.
Great, great. So it will be coming from my Gmail, direct email, okay, my personal brand email.
Okay.
So just look up for it, and I'll expect an acknowledgement email so that I can check if we have received the email or not, okay?
Okay.
All right, great. It was great talking to you, Lee. Any questions you do have in mind so that I can clear that out in the email as well?
No. I think.
Great. I understand.
I understand. Yeah.
Okay. Just
that,
like,
sounds great, Chris.
Just one small question. How soon are you, like, looking forward to, like, pull the trigger on it so that I can, like, pull up a plan for you for that?
Well, I mean, I want to get this executed, you know, fairly quick, because I've got to get busy. I've got to get busy.
I understand, because obviously incoming clients would eventually obviously increase your like routine and like business as well, right? So
yes,
that's
correct.
What you're actually looking for. So great. So let me shoot you an email. You do your due diligence as well, okay? And then we'll talk about everything in further detail if you were like up for options, okay?
Okay.
Great, great. So just wait for like 30 minutes. I'll be shooting you out an email, okay?
Thank you so much, Chris.
You're
we'll
welcome.
Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
All right.
It was great
bye-bye.
Talking to you. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.